Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. How should we respond to people who are antagonistic toward us because of our Christian faith? When Paul writes to the Philippians, they are being mocked and persecuted because of their faith. In Philippians 1:28, he tells them not to be frightened by their enemies. You see, when you're afraid of someone, that makes it difficult to love them. And we're supposed to love our enemies, Jesus said. And then later on in the epistle to the Philippians, this is Philippians 4:5, Paul makes the same point in a different way when he tells them to, quote, "let your gentleness be evident to all," unquote. Some translations read, "let your reasonableness or your moderation be known to everyone." It's not the most common word for gentleness, and a moment of explanation can help us here. The exact meaning of this Greek word that often gets translated gentleness differs based on whether in a conflict you are in a position of strength or of weakness. If you're in a position of strength and someone offends you, you know, you could say, "look, buddy, I could sue your pants off, but instead, I'll be reasonable." That's the word. But you see, here in Philippians, the people are in a position of weakness. And so in that situation, what this word means is, you've offended me. I want to be angry at you. I want to bear a grudge. But instead, I choose to be gentle. That's the idea here in Philippians 4:5. It's kindness, where the expected response would be hatred or revenge. And then immediately Paul says, "the Lord is at hand." In other words, you can be gentle toward your adversaries because you know that Jesus is going to return as judge. God is going to set this right. I don't have to. Just like Romans 12, "never avenge yourselves," Paul says. "Vengeance is mine. I will repay." That's the Lord speaking. The other thing in Philippians 4:5 is that we're supposed to make this gentleness evident publicly. It says, make it evident to all. This gentleness is a virtue that you act out in your relationships with those who don't like you. So you're in a conversation with a coworker, a neighbor, a family member, and they're upset with you because of your commitment to Jesus, because of your commitment to Christian beliefs and practices and moral standards. Let's say they're even angry at you. And Paul says, don't avoid those people. Stay calm, but demonstrate to them your confidence in the Lord. Be gentle. Don't be easily offended. Don't be self-protective. Remember, you're committed to Jesus first and foremost, and you fully understand the implications of his first coming and his second coming, and those are the things that make you who you are. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.